Okay, it's 5 o'clock, so I call this meeting to order. Thank you for joining us for this Tuesday, January 21st, 5 p.m. Board of Trustees Finance Committee meeting. Second item is to adopt the agenda. I have heard of no amendments or changes, so I would be open to a motion for that.
So moved.
And a
second.
First and a second. Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Number three, approval of the minutes from our meeting on November 19th. So they were in your packet.
Move for approval, Madam Chair.
There is a first. Is there a second?
I'll second, Madam Chair.
And a second. Anything we need to note there? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion is carried. Moving on to number four, fourth quarter financial report. Also in your packet, I'll turn it over to Aaron.
So good evening. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good.
Good. So Great Rivers 2019 ended up with a 96.13% overall spent, which is around 4.89, somewhere in there. I'm not doing the math in my head, but I think we ended up with $360,682 in the expenditures under budget, and then revenue was right around the 50,000 mark, and that is found on the, 50,715. It's found on page 9, kind of towards the bottom. And that second to the last box on the under the balance column. So overall, it was around $411,000. This was expected. The only thing, it's a little higher, and that's due to the salaries area. Once again, under other salaries being underspent, not being used, the sub-budget not being used all the way, and a few other categories. So if there's any other questions on it, I mean, we ended really strong. Of course, there were some designations that will be coming out of that, and you'll see that information in, I believe it's May. You'll see when you look at the unassigned fund balance. It came down a little bit, and plus we're going to be using money from the 2019 budget for the 2021. So.
Okay. Questions? Lee.
Any of our vendors offer prepay discounts or prepay benefits?
There's a few of them that they print it right on their invoice. If you pay by a certain date, you can take a discount. But the majority do not offer us discounts unless it's a negotiated discount. Like a lot of the IT purchases, they usually negotiate for a lower price. So they don't necessarily stamp it right on their invoice. But as far as like paying early or not really, there's only a couple I could think of off the top of my head.
You jump on those?
Of course we do. If we can get them in, if we can get them in the regular list of bills and still take the discount, we do. But sometimes if the discount's only like $1.50, I probably won't have Karen sign up on a prepay. Because normally they're not steep enough to warrant doing it really early. Yeah. But most of the time we can get them in with the regular bills.
Yeah. And payment of invoice is usually sequential and it makes it a little easier to keep track.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes, Madam Chair. Magic Fund. Line of credit, you mentioned last meeting, and you said that the Lee?
Yep, I can elaborate on that, Mike. Lee had brought up the question if we could pursue a line of credit with the Magic Fund, and I did check with them about this. I talked to Melissa Rogers over there. She's my contact over there at PFM Asset Management, and they do not offer one. But our Bremer account, we do have, you know, the letter of credit that you've all seen? Mm-hmm. That is actually, you can draw on that if we never needed to. That is actual money that we can draw on. And it's only currently at $150,000, but if we ever needed to, that can be drawn on.
I'm coming at it two ways. One is, okay, if Magic had it there, we could use it. But in addition, I would think that, okay, Magic's money comes from essentially us, okay? Well, why can't they operate as a community service? And I won't say community bank because that automatically raises a red flag for them. But it sure seems strange that that system is set up so they can't lend to the same group of people that they solicit deposits from. I think it's pretty damn dumb. I mean, that's just an editorial comment, but I think it would be a business opportunity for them.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean,
maybe also, too, is that they're not actually like a bank.
They have a board, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're governed by statute, and they have
yeah.
a...
Yeah. You know, if you're talking to Dr. Willie sometime, you know, make a mental note and don't lose your notes. Ask them how to do that.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, Madam Chair. Again, this is just something that I would kind of like, since we're closing out the year for at the county board meeting today, I personally, and I don't know what everybody else thinks, and I would go along with the majority, when we see our budget here, it shows 2019, like Aaron said, the salary is, you know, a little higher. But I'd always like to see what it is the prior year. So in our case at the county, it shows what you can compare it to, so you can always kind of watch if it's going in and out of hand, you know. So and now I'm looking at legal services, since we won't need a legal analysis for the next 3 years for negotiations. So I'm just looking at that. I personally, again, would like something to compare. I know it's another line item, or if it's too much to put in there, you know, I'll go along there. But we do that at the county, so we can say, okay, yep, salaries were $1 next this year, they're, or last year, they were 90 cents. And so we can kind of see how the...
Yeah, they got the data.
Yeah.
So. We do put it in the work plans that you see in February.
Right.
And then in budget planning, you see the annual there. But you're looking for it on
like
a quarterly
monthly,
basis?
Well, quarterly or whenever, you know, we have. There's just this, again, I would like to personally see that, but again, if no one else thinks it's important, then I'll just...
So you would like to see, like, every quarter what it current year-to-date is versus year-to-date last year? If for the same time period?
Yeah.
What time period?
Well, again, annual or quarterly. So in this case, I would want to see the annual because we got December 19th. Okay. So
well,
would,
yeah, that'd be
so
the fourth
like
quarter.
December 18th, but now if we go moving forward, you have a quarterly in 2020. What was it in 2019? So we can kind of see how it's, if it's going up or down or whatever.
I can easily do that. The only thing is it won't come out of BDS as a BDS. Sorry, I'll elaborate. That is our accounting system. This is a computer-generated report. I don't make it.
Okay.
But in order to get what you want, actually, I think I can get BDS to throw in another column that might have that can do the same information. If not, I would have to dump it to Excel.
And I know that would probably make it a little bit more smaller, the print, because you got another line item there. But, you know, it's just something I think would be nice to see.
Ask them for their auditor, email their auditor or their administrator to send you a sample.
You know,
with BDS?
We do the same thing, and we do it quarterly, and then it has percent of budget spent and, you know, and all that, you know where you're at.
Well, that's on the very end of this report, year-to-date budget.
True, but this is for 2019.
But not for the prior year.
Right.
It's not on
Well, and not for each individual line item either. Like,
well, it's all going to depend upon staff numbers, though, too. If you're,
right, but at least you know where you're at.
We've been down on staff numbers for a couple of years.
Right. So. A lot of this comes from retirements and then holding positions open. Like last year, we have one position we still haven't filled. So
I could put something together, sure. Yeah.
So that'd be great. It looks like we just want a little look back.
That's it's easy enough to do.
Okay. Work on
thanks,
Aaron.
Yeah, I can take care of that.
Anything else?
Quarterly is fine.
Yeah.
Okay. If not, I'd be open to a motion to accept the fourth quarter financial report.
So moved.
There's a first.
Second.
And a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Then on to number five, we have a capital equipment request, a postage machine. And I'll turn this over to Aaron.
This request came about because we received a renewal notice for the meter rental and the maintenance on the current mailing machine that's down over here that Tech Services staff use to send out all of our mail. It came in extremely high because of the age of the machine, and the older it gets, the more expensive it's going to get. And this one really jumped. I believe it was only like $1,500 to $1,600 last time I paid this, and now it's at $2,600. Or excuse me. Oh, it's $2,600 for the maintenance, yeah, and then there's the meter rental on top of that. It's only like $300. So the meter rental is not really the issue. It's the maintenance on it. And they only came out, I asked Joy, they only came out twice to clean it. And I'm like, for $3,000? I'm like, okay. So, and currently there's nothing wrong with the machine, but if it breaks down, apparently they don't service that one anymore. So they've obviously, it's a good way to get you to buy a new one. So I asked for some quotes, and I only received one. Another company that I checked out was Pitney Bowes. They never responded. I will get a second quote somehow from somewhere, if possible, but the quote that I received was $8,500 for the machine, and then the, annual maintenance on it's only like $70 a month or something. It's like $700 a year, so it's way cheaper. The meter rental stays the same. I think they just take the old meter out, put it on the new one. Or they, I'm not sure if they swap out the meters, but we don't own the meters. The post office owns the meters. So.
Okay, questions and comments?
Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. So 9 years or thereabouts, that's, I would think that that would be a pretty typical end of life for one of these things.
It's right around, it's anywhere from 5 to 10, but usually, well, if you go with the equipment, like in IT, they usually do 5 years. Mm-hmm. Stuff like this, it really depends on usage too. I mean, depends on how, yeah, if you don't use it that much, I mean, they'll last a long time.
Yeah, but they don't, they got you, because if they don't service it anymore, it has no value.
Correct, and it does have no value according to our, according to our fixed asset schedule. It's fully depreciated, isn't worth anything. And the guy from this company won't even give us anything for it, but he will take it and get rid of it for us.
Nice guy, huh?
Pretty nice guy.
Yes. He used to be a sheriff, didn't he?
Maybe Jeff wants it.
No, any other questions?
Madam Chair, the balance on the equipment fund is 56 plus. Is that before or after the 8,500?
Before.
Before. Got it.
And we put money in there every year, right?
Yes, we do. The only one we don't in the capital accounts is the branch development. Hmm. I think we put about 10,000 a year in there.
Okay.
So next, 2020, it'll go right back up.
So how do we wish to handle this?
I move that we purchase the, what's it, the official
postage
name?
Postage machine.
It's a mailing
rotor
machine.
Rotor.
Postage machine.
No, it's not a rotor order. I know that. Postage machine. Lee wanted to
That's
go rotor
That's the next
order.
Item, Lee.
Yeah.
there's a first. Is there a second?
I'll second that. Or whoever you want to get. Ed, give Ed the credit. He needs it.
Yeah, give it
okay.
Give it the job.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Item number 6, the proposed 2021 budget process timeline in your packet.
So this is mirrored off of the last couple of years' budget planning cycles. The first step is approving the timeline. In February, when the Finance Committee meets next, we'll have the guidelines approved. This year's guidelines will be slightly different because we actually have three-year contracts in place, so it might make base budgeting even easier than prior years. Any department budget requests we'd anticipate having ready for the March Finance Committee meeting and the base budget in March as well. Other years we've used April, but we will be doing the strategic planning work session in April, so we thought it would be best not to have a Finance Committee meeting in April. That's the biggest change in the timeline from last year. And then preliminary budget would go to the full board, and
we'd have June to make any adjustments if we needed to, and then the final budget would be adopted in July, which is the furthest date out we can go with an approval.
Okay, any discussion about the timeline?
Madam Chair, Karen, on doing that, does that crunch the department base budget estimates if you're doing them both in March and and are you going to be able to crunch that all together? And
I think we'll be okay because we've been doing this a couple years, so it's okay. It's a little, that first year was so the biggest learning curve. Then, so. Aaron's already kind of got things ready to go out tomorrow, assuming this is approved.
Okay.
And people have been thinking about it.
Okay.
We'll be doing some small group staff meetings in February, Aaron and I, too, to talk about how the budget works with staff, to kind of refresh them on how the department budget request works, and how the budget works in relation to fund development, and how those are two different things in terms of revenue streams, to make that a little more clear for staff. It's been a few years since we shared that, so we may see more conversations with frontline staff about what goes on a department budget request, but I think that's the only thing that would be maybe more work than prior years. So.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
I forgot, how do you structure the strategic planning session? Is that morning deal, a daytime deal? What
we're working with the outside? We have a facilitator scheduled. She is the same facilitator that led the discussions in East Central Regional Library a couple years ago. And we're talking about the structure for our session, but we're planning on doing it at the same time as the board meeting normally would have been in April, so that it's not a major inconvenience for board members. We're hoping to invite staff members. We're still trying to identify which groups of staff, and then probably major donors also. So we're just, I've been in conversations with a facilitator, and we'll be talking more about that in a couple of weeks. So. Okay. Anything else? Randy, did you have something?
I was good. It was my question was answered. Thank you.
Okay. If not, we would be open to a motion.
So moved.
There is a motion. Is there a second? Lee, second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. As you can see on your agenda, our next meeting will be February 18th, 2020. Any other business?
I just would make a note so people can start thinking ahead. We do have the audit outtake meeting scheduled for April 23rd at 8 a.m. with our auditor. And typically the finance committee appoints someone from the committee to go to the meeting. We don't need to know who that is right now, but I wanted to get you guys thinking about who might be available on April 23rd at 8 a.m.
If I may, Madam Chair, and just since we got 10 minutes that before the personnel, is it possible to put each one of the finance meeting as 15 minutes rather than a half an hour just to keep on schedule? I don't know.
I think since I've chaired, we often use close to 30 minutes.
Okay, I don't know that.
It really depends on
the
item.
Yeah, it really depends. This
depends
was
on
really
how many
quick.
Questions Lee has, I suppose, too.
Yeah, it's driven by Jeff.
Stories. This was really quick, and it's
Jeff, pass the buck on
notice,
you.
Yeah, notice how he does
partly
the most
due
talking.
Due to a very efficient chairperson.
Yeah.
Well, we had some discussion, I think, Randy, before you came on the board.
They won't.
About, Madam Chair, the length of the personnel were too short because we were running over on personnel. So we decided that 30 minutes should be a standard time for all the committee meetings, if you remember. So I think it was before Lee and Randy came on the board. But.
Yeah, 30 minutes seems right for this. Sometimes we're short, but often we're right up to it.
Right.
So. Okay, well, thank you. And since our business is done, we are adjourned.